Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Swarbrick on LBC.
With Enterprise, a wide range of vehicles for wherever your holiday takes you.
10 to 6 the time, Friday evening, Tom Swarbrick on LBC means one thing. And for all the tens of thousands of new listeners to the show, this is us putting you on warning that the weekend is merely touching distance away. So what better way to ring it in than with Simon Marks, American Week.
Tom, they are the hallmarks of most American presidential elections and have been since Vice President Richard Nixon and Senator John F. Kennedy squared off back in 1960.
The president has asked for my advice. I have given it. Sometimes my advice has been taken. Sometimes it has not.
There is no certain road to the presidency. There are no guarantees. The question really is, which candidate and which party can meet the problems that the United States is going to face in the 60s?
A few years ago, I actually found myself sitting in that very studio making a TV appearance here, and I can assure you the conversation was definitely much less substantive. The TV debates have, in the modern era, served as pugilistic punctuation marks coming during the climax of America's presidential elections. You can almost set your watch by them, a sure sign that November is approaching is when the TV networks clear their airtime of entertainment programming and the country gathers around the fireside for 90 minutes of often less than illuminating conversation.
They can run these programs more cost-effectively. Bob, but the military... Let's get back to the military, though.
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out.
You should have answered the first question.
That was Mitt Romney and Barack Obama squabbling back in 2012, the moderator Bob Schieffer of CBS struggling to keep them on point. But that was nothing compared to Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump a mere 4 years later.
Well, I hope...
You called it the gold standard of trade deals. It's the finest deal you've ever seen.
No.
And then you heard what I said about it, and all of a sudden you were against it.
Well, Donald, I know you live in your own reality, but that is not the fact. The fact checkers, get to work.
An absolute mauling. There is a trajectory here 4 years after that, this 2020 classic between Trump and Joe Biden. And I'm going to play it at length because I suspect most of us have forgotten just how awful it was.
I beat Bernie Sanders.
Not by much.
I beat him a whole hell of a lot. I'm here standing facing you all, buddy.
Pocahontas would have left 2 days early. You would have lost every primary.
All he knows how to do
is
hurt.
Tuesday. You got very lucky.
Here's the deal. I got very lucky. I'm going to get very lucky tonight as well. And tonight I'm going to make sure because here's the deal. The fact is that everything he's saying so far is simply a lie.
But you,
I just want to make sure. I want to make sure.
You graduated last in your class, not first in your class.
I want to make sure.
Mr. President, can you let him finish, sir?
No, he doesn't know how to do that.
You'd be surprised.
So, to this year, and up until a few days ago, we kind of thought that there just might be presidential debates kicking off in September. The very worthy and very starchy Commission on Presidential Debates, a bipartisan non-governmental organization that has produced every encounter since 1988, had rather optimistically already announced plans for this year. We'd booked our hotel rooms near Texas State University in San Marcos, Virginia State University in Petersburg, wherever that is, and the University of Utah in Salt Lake City, for they had all agreed to host this year's contests between September the 16th and October the 9th. But earlier this week, everything changed.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. Since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
Now, that may not sound like much beyond the president tweaking his rival over the fact that Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial in New York does not sit every Wednesday. But in fact, that 13-second video may have changed the political landscape in the United States forever. the White House decided that it no longer wanted to work with the Commission on Presidential Debates, Joe Biden essentially taking a flamethrower to the organization and consigning it to the ash heap of American electoral history. The president suddenly announced that he had accepted an invitation from CNN to debate Donald Trump on June the 27th and a second invite from ABC for a debate on October the 10th. Trump, caught off guard, immediately accepted the dare in a message released on social media.
This is the earliest presidential debate ever, and not by a little bit, by a long shot.
Reporter Alex Thompson with the political website Axios speaking there to CNBC. Now, here's why all of this matters. Up until now, the presidential and vice presidential debates have not been produced by for-profit television networks, but instead by the Commission on Presidential Debates, which was created specifically to ensure the 90-minute events were governed by an agreed set of rules negotiated ahead of each debate by the two political parties. Despite those clips I played at the start, the central idea was to keep the debates as high-minded as possible, public service broadcasting, commercial-free, in a bid to, and I know this sounds like a crazy idea, inform voters about the electoral choices facing them.
I've done 33 of these things.
That's Frank Fahrenkopf, co-founder of the commission alongside a senior Democrat. He now chairs the organization and is a former head of the Republican National Committee. He talked last night to Politico, having watched the Biden administration torch his organization. He says the White House made entirely false claims that the debates will be calmer if commercial television networks now take them over and compete with one another for the right to host them.
There was only two times that the audience ever disrupted and clapped or so forth. There's no booing. There's no yelling. It's not like the primary debates where if you go to them in the primary, the networks who don't want that, you know, and of course they do advertising and all the rest of it.
No advertising.
That's not ours. And we're 90 minutes without a break. And we've never done it.
You can hear more of that conversation by searching for Politico's Deep Dive podcast. So what explains Joe Biden's sudden decision to bail on the time-honored idea of at least trying to imbue the debates with a mission of public service? Well, the decision came just hours after this news broke.
Frankly, for the Joe Biden campaign, these numbers are an absolute disaster.
CNN with the other big news of the week, the latest New York Times opinion poll showing that despite spending the last 4 weeks locked in a courtroom facing criminal charges, Donald Trump is riding high in several of the all-important battleground states where the outcome of the presidential election will be decided.
The smallest lead is in Arizona for Donald Trump. He's up 6. Look at this, 9 in Georgia, 13 in Nevada. My goodness gracious, my God.
Many observers believe that those numbers are panicking the White House and that Biden decided that in order to shake the campaign up, he needs to go one-on-one against Trump as soon as possible.
I myself would never recommend going on a stage with Donald Trump, but the president has decided that's what he wants to do.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi clearly thinking that her fellow Democrat in the White House is taking a very dangerous gamble. On the other side of the equation, top Republicans are anxious about their man's decision to agree so readily to debates with the president.
I believe it is a setup. It's not a neutral forum. It's CNN.
Former Republican presidential aspirant Vivek Ramaswamy on Fox News last night. He's not the only Republican who smells a rat. So does the former president's own daughter-in-law, Lara Trump. She appeared to indicate yesterday that doubts are already setting in about the whole idea.
It's rigged so heavily in Joe Biden's favor, but everything always is. You've got Hollywood against Donald Trump. You've got the music industry against Donald Trump. Mainstream media, despite that, and even the judicial system at this point, he is beating Joe Biden in every poll out there. It's amazing to see.
She spoke on Fox News. The music there, ironically, cutting her off so they could get to a commercial break. Will we see these two candidates on stage exactly 42 days from now? There is plenty of time for either of them to back out, and that's before we get to third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., now threatening legal action because he has not been invited to participate. While I am loosely keeping the evening free, I'm totally open to other offers. But it is now clear that even America's presidential debates will be dragged completely into the mire by the country's two political parties and its broadcasters. As Tom, the last vestige of occasionally informative political discussion here is deemed to be past its sell-by date.
From Washington, D.C., Simon Marks, American Week. And as Simon suggested, the last 3 months of 2024, with what's going on this side of the Atlantic and what's going on the other side of the Atlantic, I would suggest you to enjoy the summer, because it's going to go gangbusters.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.